RCP.
Can I speak to Sergeant Jolicoeur, please?
He's not in. Can I take a message?
When do you expect him in?
Not till July.
Oh, where is he?
He's away.
Oh. Who's in charge currently?
Corporal Schaefer.
Corporal Schaefer.
Yeah.
Okay, what's his first name?
Sue.
Oh, Sue Schaefer?
Yep.
All right. Okay. May I speak to her, please?
He's not here.
Oh, it's him?
It's Stu, not Sue.
Stu.
S-T-U.
Like Stuart, eh?
Yeah. And he's not here as well. I can take a message and get to call you tomorrow.
Okay. Well, who's in charge today then?
You can talk to me.
Oh, okay. And who am I speaking to?
Constable Ballston.
Bolton?
Ballston.
Ballston, okay. I'm calling from Vancouver. I just received a message this morning stating that the detachment was trying to get hold of my father and that they also wanted to get hold of me because they had some charges pressing against me.
Who are you?
I'm Marlene Legarry from Vancouver.
Marlene Legarry?
Yeah, and my dad's Lionel Bouchard.
Lionel Bouchard. Okay.
So, can you confirm that the detachment has or has not been trying to get hold of my dad?
Well, did you get a message or what?
From the same family that's been creating problems for my father for the last 3 years. They're saying call the RCMP because they've been trying to get hold of you, Dad. 3 times you're not returning the calls. I don't think that's the case. Sergeant Jolicoeur has Dad's number and there's been no calls. He's from Ely, Manitoba, right?
And he's not living there right now?
The lawyer sent him out here with 2 private investigators to get him out.
Who sent him out?
My father's lawyer, because for safety reasons. So he had him removed from Manitoba and sent out to BC to live with me until he goes to court. So do you see where the detachment's been trying to get hold of him?
I'm just looking that up. You'll just have to bear with me. I'm just going to put you on hold.
Okay, thank you.
I'm not seeing anything on here about someone trying to contact him, but that doesn't mean that nobody has. But that's not the case. If it's been Sergeant Jolicoeur, well, he's not here and I can't speak for him, so.
Okay, when did he leave?
I'm not sure. You can call back in the beginning of July and speak to him if you'd like.
No, but how long has he been gone?
How long has he been gone?
Yeah.
Well, he's been away for about a month, but that doesn't mean he's still working. He's just not at our detachment.
Oh, he's elsewhere, right, is what you're saying? Okay, so you would know if there's anybody been trying to contact Dad?
I wouldn't. If he's been trying to contact, if Sergeant Jolicoeur's been trying to contact him, and that's his business, I don't know what he's got going on, so he's the one you're going to have to talk to. So I can leave a message with your name and phone number for him to contact you when he's back in the detachment.
Okay, he's back in the beginning of July. What date?
I believe it's the 6th.
All right, okay. And what about myself, Marlene Legarry? What is going on there? Because I'm tired of people saying that I'm going to be charged if I come back to Manitoba. I had enough of this. I was put in jail for 4 months for going to assist my mom and my dad. I had enough of this. I'm tired of the RCMP being used as a weapon against us.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have anything?
You know what? I can't give you any information over the phone because I don't know who you are. You can tell me who you are, but I don't know who you are.
Okay.
So if you need to know if you have any warrants or anything, you can go down to your nearest police station in Vancouver and check with them, give them your ID and let them know.
Okay, so if there's any... if there's
I can't tell you anything over the phone because I don't know who you are.
Well, other than
you gave me the name of Marlene Legarry.
Yeah, but you could also phone me back. So what I can do is...
I'm not going to do that. If you want to find out if you have warrants or anything, you contact your nearest police station, bring down identification, and ask them.
Okay, that's how to go about it, eh? And if not, it's a sealed deal that this is more bullshit flying around, right? And
I don't know what's going on, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take this up higher, because I've had enough. Every time we sneeze, they threaten to send the police to the door or threaten us that we're going to be arrested or whatever else. Like, this is senior abuse. Now, is there someone I can go to for senior abuse? I mean, there's lots of stuff on the website, but is there an actual...
You can contact your local police station and provide a statement to them, and they'll figure out what's going on.
Okay, so we can do that locally here in BC.
Yep.
Okay.
If there's anything there, they'll forward it on.
Yeah, because I've got enough evidence and information, and we're fed up with this. Like,
yeah, you go ahead and do that.
Yeah, because in the past, they've sent officers to our door 4 times. Like, enough of this.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Well, okay. All right, well, I appreciate it, and I'll go down to our local detachment and get an end to these rumors that are surfacing again. Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.